Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. You gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. Celebrate good times, come on, let's celebrate. That's right. Hey, what's up, guys? Dustin Gruss, the greatness facilitator, and your host here for another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I apologize for the singing, but I'm in a celebrating mood, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Reasons to celebrate other people. Now, if you caught my Instagram page or my Facebook page last week, you'll see that I celebrated some clients of mine that achieved a milestone and won some awards within their field. And so I surprised them with some delicious, gourmet, huge, giant cookies. And when they realized I did this, they asked, "Dustin, like, why did you do that? You did not have to do that." And my answer was simple. Well, yeah, I know I didn't have to do that, but not having to do something is never a good enough reason not to do something for someone else. It's never a good enough reason to celebrate someone else's achievement. And that's what I'm telling them. I told them, I'm proud of you guys. This is winning awards like this is a big step in achieving success. It's an award. You're being awarded and rewarded for your hard work that you've been putting in. And not knowing how much their corporate offices is going to celebrate that achievement or reward them themselves for winning such a prestigious award, I wanted to show them that someone else recognized the hard work that they've been putting in, and what an awesome team to see that they are all working as together. And I'm appreciative of being a part of that team and getting the chance to work with them as well. So I wanted to celebrate that achievement. And it made me start thinking, like, well, why was she so shocked that I was going to celebrate them, to recognize their hard work? And why don't people feel like they should be recognized when they achieve something? And I know there's people that don't take compliments very well or don't like the attention. And I guess I can get it to an extent, but you don't need other people to validate you, know, but it's nice to be recognized. So today's episode is going to be a simple, short and sweet episode about the reasons why we should celebrate other people. Okay, hold up. I want to talk to you about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. All right, let's get into why we should celebrate other people and their successes. First of all, it makes people feel good. While she was shocked and surprised that I've recognized their achievement, she felt good. They were the team. Everyone that got a cookie was excited and thankful, and everyone felt good, and I felt good doing it. So it makes people feel good when you tell them, hey, great job. I'm proud of you. Great job on your hard work. Just celebrating is something that we enjoy and makes us feel good. So that's one reason, easy enough to do it. So why not help make other people feel good? Secondly, again, I just kind of mentioned this a couple minutes ago, but while we don't need other people to validate us and the things that we achieve, it is nice to be seen and recognized, to have people see that we've put in the hard work, that let to be told, hey, I see you, man. I know you've been working hard. I see you, girl. Way to be, way to go that extra mile, go above and beyond, and to win this award or to be having the success you're having, it's not a fluke. I recognize that you have been working hard. So good job. So again, it's not for validation, but to be seen and recognized is nice. And the other thing to keep in mind too, and stuff like when it comes to being recognized, think back to when you were a kid and you did something and that you thought was awesome, that was an achievement. And who did you first go tell? Mom, Dad, check this out. Mom, Dad, look at this. Look what I can do. Look what I can do. You were looking for that recognition. You're looking to be seen by your parents, to be seen by other people. My foster son, even though it's the same thing he does every day, helping put our dog in her crate and turn on the radio, he runs out to us every morning and says, I hit the button. I turned on the radio. I hit the button. I hit the button. And he celebrates that, and we celebrate with him. We love him to see that, hey, we see you. We're proud of you. Good job. And it starts that day off with a bit of positivity for him. So it's nice to be seen and recognized for the things that you achieve. On the other side of it, you never know what someone else is going through. Sometimes that recognition and acknowledgement might be a crucial thing they need at that time and place. They might be going through some hardships, and so they're pouring themselves into their work or whatever it is that they're doing because that's all they can do. And so by recognizing their achievements and celebrating them, you're helping them turn that spot into a bright spot, which can hopefully bring light into another area of their life that they're otherwise struggling with. So that's a huge thing, is to recognize and celebrate them, because you might be opening that door for them to say, hey, thank you for recognizing that, but I'm actually struggling over here. You're giving them the opportunity to open up to you, or just to feel lifted up overall, and let that carry over into something else that they might be struggling with. And maybe that's one thing that we should keep in mind too when we do celebrate someone. If we recognize, yeah, some people don't accept compliments very well, or don't like the attention sometimes, but watch how people do react when you are trying to celebrate them and give them that compliment. You might see signs that maybe they're struggling somewhere else, and that might be a good opportunity to reach out to them as well. And whether it is them needing to celebrate or to open up about something else, you are doing another thing, and that's creating a bond with them. You are showing them again that you recognize them and that you're happy for them and you're excited for them. And when you show that appreciation for them and their hard work, that's going to create a bond between you and that person, or that you and that team. And that's an awesome thing to have. That's something that can take you to different places, personally, professionally, emotionally. So that's a great thing to do, is to create a bond. And that's something that is going to stick with them. And there's that old saying, like, they might not remember what you said, but they'll always remember how you made them feel. So create that bond with them by celebrating them, and they're likely to celebrate you or recognize you or keep you close, which is a good thing to have, and we'll talk about that one in a minute. When you celebrate someone else's achievement, it can create a fun experience for you, because maybe they achieved something really big and now have this experience that they get to go on. Maybe they won a trip, or maybe they won some kind of experience themselves, and because you're recognizing them, or because you've been there and created this bond with them, they're going to invite you along for that experience. Maybe, you know, they won tickets to something and you get to go on that experience because you've been there celebrating them and their achievements along the way. So it's going to create a fun experience, and again, create that bond between the two of you. And it's just going to strengthen the bond, or not just the two of you, you and whoever you are celebrating, team or whatever it may be. You know, this the same team that I got cookies for anytime that there's been a birthday or whatever it may be, they've been including me in that and inviting me for cake and other food, and so it's been fun to be a part of those experiences with them and get to know this team. Another reason to celebrate someone's achievement is it could be inspirational. You know, I mentioned how they might have something else going on that is kind of dragging them down. Well, by celebrating their achievement, it could carry over into the other area, or it can inspire them to try harder to reach that next level, to continue building on that success that they're having right now. Oh heck, someone's paying attention to me. Someone sees what I'm doing. Man, I want to get to that next level. You know, maybe someone at within that corporate office or within that group is recognizing their hard work and they want to get to that next level and get the people above them recognizing the hard work. And it can also be inspirational for you, celebrating their achievement. Man, this person is just knocking it out of the park, doing real well. Like, what do they got? Like, what have they been doing? How can I see that success? And, you know, you can pick up some tips from them. And which is the final reason to celebrate someone else's achievement is you'll be leveling up. When you surround yourself with successful people, you are leveling yourself up because their success is going to rub off on you. Success, happiness, joy, these things can all be contagious. And so when you recognize how someone is doing something, you are going to start picking up those habits. You're going to start doing the things that they are doing, and you're not going to be settling for less because you saw they weren't willing to settle for less. You know, you're as good as the weakest of the people among you, or you're the sum of the five people you spend your most time with, whatever analogy you want to look at. When you surround yourself with people and you are constantly celebrating them and their achievements, you are setting yourself up to be more successful yourself. And when you celebrate someone else, they're going to want to pour back into you because you're pouring into them. So level yourself up and surround yourself with people that are successful and celebrate them. Tell them what an awesome job they're doing, how much they inspire you. Ask them how you can learn from them, or ask them what they think they see in you and how you could improve. Ask them their advice, and again, they're going to pour into you. All great reasons to celebrate other people, to celebrate their achievements. And one more thing is just celebrate the people in your life in general, just their presence in your life. It is September, it is Suicide Awareness Month, and when things like suicide happen, one of the first things that you'll hear from the friends and family of the person that left is, I wish I would have just reached out more. I wish I would have known. And if that sounds like something scary to you, make sure you reach out to those people in your life. Make sure you think of someone that, you know what, I think they've had a hard time going on. Maybe I should reach out to them. They got some big things coming up. I should see how they're doing, see how they're handling that stress. Celebrate them. Tell them how much they mean to you, how much their presence means to you and your life. And ask them, hey, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? Now, if you need to talk, I'm here for you. If you just want to unload and you want someone to listen, I'm not going to have the answers for everything, and you probably don't want the answers. If you just want someone to talk to, I'm here to listen because you're important to me and I want you to be around. I want to achieve and celebrate many, many things together. So make sure you celebrate the people in your life day to day. Tell them how much they mean to you, how proud of them you are, and how their life is better, how your life is better with them in it. So there you have reasons to celebrate someone else. It makes people feel good. You're not validating them, but it's nice for them to be seen and recognized. You never know what they might be going through. They might be struggling with someone else, and if you recognize what they did well, that might carry you over to another area, or they might open up to you. It's going to create a bond between the two of you, or whoever all you're celebrating. It's going to create a bond. It can be a fun experience to celebrate together. It could be inspirational for both you and them to want to achieve more. And by surrounding yourself with people that you get to celebrate constantly, you're going to be leveling up. So there you have the reasons to celebrate other people. If there's other reasons that you could think of, I would love to hear from them. Please feel free to reach out and tell me, comment on the podcast, or message me directly, Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. I celebrate you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I thank you very much, and hope to have you tune in next time. In the meantime, keep moving forward. Step up to greatness. Get out of here. Go be great. What's up, everyone? Dustin here again. Just wanted to say thank you again for listening to my podcast. Hope you found the information helpful. Again, my goal here is to help you get past that stuck feeling and find that life of greatness. If you have a story that you think would help others come unstuck and want to share it, I would love to talk to you and have you on for an episode. Or maybe you're feeling stuck yourself and have some things you want to work out. Would you like to do a podcast episode where maybe we show what some of this greatness facilitating is? I would love to talk to you then as well. And that coaching session would be free. So whatever you decide, if you have an idea of how to help someone, I'd love to hear from you. Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. Thanks again for listening. Like, subscribe, and share.